जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, नमोनतिरावनचारी रावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज পঞ্চ বিহারি
অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব নমাচার্য শ্রী হরদাস ঠাকুর প্রেম সে কহো শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গুরু গৌরী বৃন্দাবন প্রধান মায়াপূর্ণ দীপান পুরুষোত্তম ক্ষেত্র জগন্নাথান কলিগ পাবন শ্রী হরিনাম সংকীর্তন নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দ অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু সিম্বল অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু সিম্বল অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু সিম্বল All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udireye. নষ্টপ্রায়েষ্বভদ্রেষু নিত্যাম ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবতি উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির্ভবতি নৈষ্ঠিকী
রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো ফার্স্ট Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home, text 39. Yudhishthira uvacha, naham veda gatim pitro, bhagavan kva gata pita. অম্বাবা হত পুত্রার্থা কো গতা চ তপস্বিনী যুধিষ্ঠির উচ নাহম বেদ গতিম পিত্রো ভগবান কো গতাবিতা অম্বাবাহত পুত্রার্থ কো গতা চ তপস্বিনী যুধিষ্ঠির উচ নাহম বেদ গতিম পিত্রো ভগবান কো গতাবিতা অম্বাবাহত পুত্রার্থ কো গতা চ তপস্বিনী
Yudhishthira uvacha.
any Matajis. With read word by word meaning.
Yudhishthira Vacha.
Maharaj Yudhishthir said.
No.
Do not.
Aham.
Myself.
Veda.
Know it.
Know
it. Gatim.
Departure.
Pitro.
Of the uncles.
Bhagavan. O godly personality. Not personality of Godhead, oh godly personality, because he's addressing to Narad Muni. Kwa,
where?
Gato,
gone.
Ita,
from this place.
Amba,
mother, aunt.
Va,
either.
Hataputra,
bereft of her sons.
Artha,
aggrieved.
Kva,
where?
Gata,
gone.
Cha,
also.
Tapasvini,
ascetic.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation.
Maharaj Yudhishthir said, O godly personality, I do not know where my two uncles have gone, nor can I find my ascetic aunt who is grief-stricken by the loss of all her sons.
Purport.
Maharaj Yudhishthir, as a good soul and a devotee of the Lord, was always conscious of the great loss of his aunt and her sufferings as an ascetic. An ascetic is never disturbed by all kinds of sufferings, and that makes him strong and determined on the path of spiritual progress. Queen Gandhari is a typical example of an ascetic because of her marvelous character in many trying situations. She was an ideal woman as mother, wife, and ascetic. And in the history of the world, such character in a woman is rarely found.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for this today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So in this verse, we are seeing Yudhishthir Maharaj is lamenting he is not able to find his two uncles and ascetic aunt. The situation is like he has lost his great uncles, and after the battle of Kurukshetra we know that how Maharaj Yudhishthir was enthroned as the king of the world. The entire Mahabharata happened because of Dhritarashtra, right? Dhritarashtra was very much wanting that his sons to get the power. He wanted that they should rule Duryodhana. And we know that how Dhritarashtra was not the right person who was supposed to rule. He was born blind. That was another disqualification. And somehow the situation was Maharaj Pandu, although he was there, he was not there, he had died. And Pandavas were too young to take the responsibility of ruling the kingdom. And therefore Dhritarashtra had kind of just taken over the position. And he wanted his strong attachment towards his son was making him all the more blind. He himself was very strong, 10,000 elephants, strength of 10,000 elephants. That was a physical power of Dhritarashtra. And he was quite, in that sense, if he had a vision, the physical vision, biological, he could have ruled very nicely. And he could just rule and not allow anybody to take over. So his brother, younger brother Vidura, although he was his brother, he was born of a maid servant, a Shudra maid servant. And he was very, very aware of the morality and ethics, what is to be done, what is not to be done, what is right, what is wrong. And he knew that his brother is doing wrong. Elder brother is doing something wrong, and he was very politely, very with great culture, he was trying to give a lot of advice. He told Dhritarashtra that it is the time for Maharaj Yudhishthir or Pandavas to rule. They should get their kingdom back. They have come back from the forest. should give them back. But he was not ready. He had, by that time he had become too much obsessed with power. And we can see that his bodily conception of life was very strong. First of all, when somebody becomes more bodily concept of life, then one thinks that I am this body. That is the first stage. And whatever is related to my body, extended sense gratification, persons, self-sense gratification, and then the extended sense gratification. It keeps extending, there is no limit. Me and mine. I am the first, then my family, then my Rashtra, nation, state. My Rashtra is the first, next level. My community, like that. That bodily conception of life keeps extending more and more. And Dhritarashtra, he was determined to maintain his that concept of Rashtravadi kind of thing. He wanted to good for his Rashtra, his own family. He was not able to see what is extended beyond his family. Even the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra watch, it begins with that. The dilemma of Dhritarashtra. Mama kaha Pandava Shaiva. First is my sons. What are my sons doing? And Pandava Shaiva. And sons of Pandu. They are not my sons, but they are sons of Pandu. The discrimination had already begun. Was there deep rooted. It was quite deep rooted. He could not hide it. And he was very curious at this place of Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. What is happening? Are my sons going to win, or Pandavas Chaiva? Or the sons of Pandu are going to win? That is the curiosity of Dhritarashtra. Bhagavad Gita begins with that. And his personal assistant, Sanjaya, he was very kind of loyal and very obedient. He is always with him. He was narrating the entire Mahabharata, what is happening on this Kurukshetra battlefield. And he hinted even that time that there is ultimately victory. Pandavas will be ultimately victorious. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanur. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of the mystics, and Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will be always victory, morality. And still after that he was not able to understand, he was not ready to give up his bodily conception of life. And that aggravated so much that it went into jealousy, trying to kill the children of Pandava when they were young, poisoning them, arsoning, trying to lit fire to the house of Lakshmi. He was not able to even sleep properly, probably. He was restless throughout. How can I get the kingdom? He was not ready to change. And Vidura was all the time counseling him, guiding him, trying to bring him to the good path. But somehow there he was blinded, the blindness. Even in today's society there is blindness. So it's a social problem, right? So many devotees, doctors are fighting. Globally there is awareness of fight the blindness. 45 million kind of people globally, they are blind. And that's the global data. And there is much more. There are different types of blindness. So it's a social problem. And from the spiritual point of view, we are all blind. We are born in ignorance. We cannot see clearly what is right, what is wrong. Therefore we chant the prayers, Om Agyanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vena. Guru is one who opens our eyes. Our eyes are open always, at least when you are awake. But what we see, is that the real seeing? What way we should see, that it is our clear vision. We have very clear vision. Right? So that requires the grace of Guru. When Guru guides us, Guru gives some instructions, we follow sincerely, follow his instructions, then that slowly awakening starts. We can start seeing clearly, we understand that yes, what Guru is saying is correct. How he sees, how he instructs, if I follow those instructions, then I will be also able to see clearly. That's the spiritual vision. Sometimes we may not have faith, Guru may give some instruction. But if you follow sincerely over a period of time, one will see that yes, it is really working. My mind is very clear now. And I can see very clearly, everything is falling in place. Srila Prabhupada, also we know that how Srila Prabhupada opened our eyes. He gave us Srimad Bhagavatam. In this Kali Yuga, he gave Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the situation of Kali Yuga? The rishis, the sages of Naimisharanya, they were asking Sutta Goswami that where dharma has taken shelter, Krishna Sudhama Pagate Dharma Jnana Adidisa Kalo Nashtra Drushamesha Purana Arko Udita. They were very concerned about the people of Kali Yuga. Because they knew that the Kali Yuga is just beginning. Kali Yuga is a very difficult age, where people will fight, quarrel, cheat, there will be hypocrisy. What is the hope for such Kali Yuga people? What kind of dharma they should follow? That they will be, they will not get affected by this dark age of Kali. So Sutta Goswami explains that dharma jnana adidisya. Krishna went back. Krishna went back to his own abode, spiritual world, with dharma jnana adidisya. And he has left Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalo nashta drushamesh. In Kali Yuga people have lost vision. There is darkness, there is violence, there is pandemic of birth, old age, disease and death. It is always there. And for small things, people are fighting, cheating, without realizing what could be the a reaction waiting for us. So they are unaware of all these kind of intricacies of law of karma. And what is awaiting for us if we do wrong things, what will happen? They're completely unaware, they're blind. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives us that vision, that seeing from the scriptural point of view, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam, then our inner spiritual vision will develop. We'll be able to see very clearly. And we'll understand that yes, this is the hope for us to cross over this Kali Yuga. This is this hope, Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada instituted daily Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadrish, Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Whatever is abhadra within our heart, that will be cleared, it will cleanse away. And Vidura, if you see Vidura's life, his struggle, his tolerance, his forgiveness, his compassion, is absolutely amazing. How Vidura, he was inserted by Duryodhana. And at the spur of the moment, he was driven out of that palace. Immediately, he has to leave. No questions asked. And he was, again, Duryodhana was also blind. He was not able to see what Vidura is giving instruction. My uncle is a very wise uncle. My father also takes instructions from him many times. But he was not able to see because he was blinded. And Vidura, he took it positively. He didn't kind of protest and I want to stay here, this is my right. And he accepted, yeah, this is, my time is over probably. And he left that place. He understood that the divine energy of the Supreme Lord is very, very powerful. Duryodhana has been affected by that. He is not able to see what is happening, what is going to happen if he continues like this. In today's time also, so many kind of atrocious leaders or our Hitler, Napoleon, Mussolini, how they died, miserably they died. At that time they could not see. So, Vidura went on. Vidura, he gave up. He went on. He was detached. He went on pilgrimage. He took that an opportunity to go more deeper in his own consciousness. Why these things are happening? Why bad things are happening? What is the solution? Why there is so much poverty of the heart? He has got so much. But still is not able to give one few villages to Pandavas. He was quite traumatic. It was a very emotional trauma he was having. At the same time, he had some kind of compassion. He was his elder brother. His elder brother is now so much attached. He is not able to help him. He wants to help him so much, but somehow there is so much communication gap. So many barriers are there. He was not able to connect. But still he took it positively. He said, no, it's okay. I will purify my own heart first. It's a time to purify my own heart. So he went more, he traveled to various holy places, Ayodhya, Mathura, Dwarka, Haridwar. Various places he went, he learned, he met so many sages. He learned so many things. Maitreya Muni, he met Maitreya Muni, who had heard from Lord Krishna. When Krishna was leaving, Maitreya Muni and Uddhava, they were hearing from Lord Krishna directly. And Krishna also knew that I am going to leave. and my one sincere seeker of the truth, Vidura, is searching for that knowledge. He's disturbed. He wants to understand the higher purpose of life and he needs this knowledge to get more enlightened, to go more deeper in his own spiritual life, and probably he could instruct Dhritarashtra in the finally. So Krishna was, Uddhava also could not wait for long. He was too much emotionally disturbed by the loss of Lord Krishna. And when Vidura came to hear from Maitreya Muni and Uddhava, Uddhava directed him to go to Maitreya Muni. He said that you go to Maitreya Muni. I can't tell about Krishna. My heart is not ready now to give all this knowledge of Sankhya philosophy and Jnana Mishra kind of lot of knowledge. I'm not able to handle that. Because he had already was very elevated. He was on the Bhava platform. It was very, very different level you had reached. And Vidura was very curious to know. And Vidura, he went to Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni, he gave so much knowledge about time, the effect of time, the intricacies of karma, the adverse fruitive activities, story of Swayambhu Manu, Kapila Dev, teachings of Kapila Dev, lot of Puranjan story. So he had become a self-realized soul. Srila Prabhupada also explains that if somebody studies Srimad Bhagavatam, the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam before reaching to 10th canto. 10th canto is Lord Krishna's pastimes and life. Before reaching to that, one should read the first 9 cantos systematically. And by the time one reads 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, one will become a self-realized soul. That is Srila Prabhupada's words. And we should have complete faith that yes, before studying the 10th canto about Lord Krishna, one should become more stronger in the first 9 cantos. First 2 cantos are like the lotus feet of the Lord. The next 3rd and 4th canto are more philosophical, more voluminous, more difficult to understand. They are like the thighs of the Lord. But Siddhanta Baliye Chitte Nakarahal Yayate Krishna Lage Sudhrudamanas. One who is more serious to understand, he will not become lazy in understanding these philosophical aspects. And it's very interesting, it helps us to go more deeper, to understand what are the intricacies, what is way we should see. So Vidura, he was on the journey of pilgrimage and he was wandering, he was going everywhere, and then he heard at Prabhashetra that there was a fight between Kauravas and Pandavas, and Kauravas died. He was very grief-stricken. He didn't say that, oh yeah, good, it's very good, nice, very nice if things happen. He was not like that. When somebody becomes an elevated person, that envy, jealousy ends quite before, actually, before one reaches to that stage. He was very compassionate. He was able to see. He was very lamenting also because he thought that, oh, Krishna was there. He was their family member. But they could not take advantage of him. And Krishna is gone now. So how unfortunate. When he met Uddhava, he was inquiring about all the Pandavas. How are they? Even he inquired about Dhritarashtra. And Uddhava, he narrated maybe till little bit about Vrindavan and some things, and then he left. He could not took it that so much emotional. He was not having, there was not kind of nectar there to hear. He was not able to handle the emotions. So Vidura knew that his brother is still there. And he took a lot of courage to come back. In fact, there was no point of coming back to that palace. Because he was insulted so badly. The last time he left was the insult. And now he is again coming back. All those memories are going to revive, the churning and everything. So he was kind of, maybe not ready, but his power of compassion was more overwhelming. He was very concerned. My brother is still there. My elder brother is still there, and let me try. Let me try and let us see if he can still reform at this stage. And Vidura was coming back. He, after almost 35 years, his returning to Hastinapur, decades, things change a lot, right? After 35 years, the government had changed. When he went last time, that time, Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, they were sitting on ruling the Hastinapur, but you know that now things have changed and there is some hope now. Let me try. So he came. He was quite emaciated. Through his ascetism, he was very kind of thin and frail. And he was almost like similar age of Dhritarashtra, right? Little younger. But he was spiritually very strong, and physically also he was able to move and travel. He had that courage. And according to even material calculations, their age was like more than 150 years age. That kind of age, lifespan, they were able to live. Dhritarashtra was also holding on. Yudhishthir Maharaj was very compassionate. After he coming to the power, he did not kind of put Dhritarashtra in the prison. He didn't was kind of vengeful towards him. Oh, you disturb me, you when we are, you try to kill us in so many ways. Yudhishthir Maharaj is the personified Dharma. He is the son of Dharma. Even he came to the power, he was trying to take care of his own uncle, Dhritarashtra, who was blind, and Gandhari aunt. So nicely that he had hundreds of servants serving Dhritarashtra. Every day they would come, take their blessings, all the Pandavas, except Bhima. Bhima was not melted. He was not kind of ready to forgive Dhritarashtra. And he would come and speak so many derogatory words, insult Dhritarashtra. He would be in the vicinity of Dhritarashtra so that he could hear and start speaking so many things. And it would hurt Dhritarashtra like anything. But Dhritarashtra could not do anything. He was just simply tolerating. It was too painful for him. But what can he do? He could not now even reveal his mind to Yudhishthir. It could be another kind of politics between creating a feud between the brothers, Pandavas. So he was tolerating. And some other he was leaving. Yudhishthir was taking care of him so nicely. And he was leaving. He is getting old. And Vidura comes and sees the situation. He sees that what is happening? So many things have changed. Entire Mahabharata happened just to change the mind of Dhritarashtra. Krishna came as a Shanti Dut, was trying to pacify, don't fight. Dhritarashtra was not ready, he didn't change. So much massacre happened. Yudhishthir Maharaj took all responsibility upon himself. telling everyone that, oh, I am responsible for this. It is because of me all these soldiers died, all these animals died, and so many ladies became widows, so many children became fatherless. It's all because of me. He took complete responsibility on himself. He took care of the Dhritarashtra, his uncle. And Dhritarashtra is living and still is not changing. He's still living in the house where he was trying to usurp their kingdom. He's not changing, he's still holding on. So Vidura was kind of, he went to a different level of preaching. Usually we preach in a different way. Right, we try to explain somebody nicely. If somebody can, wise person learns by hearing. First class person learns by, oh, this is bad, this should not be done. Okay, I hear nicely and I follow that. Second type of person, he has to see, oh, somebody is not following this. They see the examples of others and they learn, yeah, this is bad, this should not be done. And they learn like that. Third type of person, they have to kind of get some experience. They kind of get some kind of jerk in the life. That you did something wrong, you get reaction and then you learn. And the fourth type of person, he doesn't learn at all. So many problems happening, so many sins are doing, but getting punished again and again, but still he doesn't improve. He just tries to prove, but he doesn't improve. So he saw that Dhritarashtra was not improving. He was just trying to prove himself that he can still go on, and he is still thinking in his heart, in his mind, that I am the king. I am getting all royal opulences here. I am still the king. So Vidura could go more deeper and understand the real problem of Dhritarashtra. His bodily conception of life is very strong. Even at this late age, he is not able to give up. And Vidura had come back with this mission impossible. Impossible mission of changing the hearts of the Dhritarashtra. He knew that he may or may not be successful. He was not sure. He was taking just chance. And he also knew that he is going to use this kind of strong words. He knew he was not doing as a contempt. He was not kind of hateful. He was not hateful towards Dhritarashtra. He was not out of disrespect. He was telling Dhritarashtra, oh, what you are doing, you are old person. He was extremely compassionate. He knew that this is so bad actually. Even at this stage he is holding on. And when he came back, Yudhishthir Maharaj was like, oh, my uncle has come. We thought that we had lost him. So many decades he didn't come. Now he has come. Tirthi Bhuta, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, Swantasthena Gadabhuta. He thought that he considered Vidura as holy places personified. He has come to enlighten us. Now he is a saint. Vidura is not that, our uncle. But he is a saint. He is a changed personality. He is more enlightened, upgraded Vidura. Not what we had thought about. We had mistaken him so badly. So he should be respected, he should be worshipped, we should hear from him, we should take lessons from him. That was the mood of Yudhishthir. All the ladies in the Hastinapur, the palace, they all came. Draupadi, Kunti, Gandhari, everyone came. Pandava's wives, they all came. Their grandchildren, their wives, they all came. And they were ready to hear from Vidura. Vidura has come after so long. and he is not an ordinary person. He is enlightened, he is a self-realized soul. We should hear now how, what are the things he has learned from so many places. And Vidura, just like Narada Muni, we know that Narada Muni also preaches. He has preached to so many. And sometimes he will tell directly. Sometimes he will tell some allegorical story. And then somebody can get the message. And then they improve. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we know that how King Puranchan, Prachinibhari, told the story of King Puranchan. And he understood, yeah, this is for me. He's telling for me. So many ways he has transformed the hearts of so many souls. Compassion of Narada Muni. So Vidura also, he understood that this kind of surgery has to be done in a different way. Right? Kahi pe nigah hai, kahi pe nishana. Right, it is said. So he was trying to he was showing that he is instructing Yudhishthir Maharaj. But his aim was at his elder brother. And he was telling, "Hey Rajan," the first word was, "Hey Rajan, O King." So it appeared that even Dhritarashtra in the beginning thought that, yeah, I am the king. Or maybe he is telling the Yudhishthir, it's not for me. And he was kind of not attentive. But of course, it is said that blind people have one kind of good advantage. Kind of, their hearing power is very strong. Hearing is very strong, actually. One advantage they have, their hearing sense is very powerful. Whatever they hear, they can really go deep. And Vidur knew that he is only going to hear, and started entering more deeper, and started telling the power of time. How the time is so powerful. He had heard earlier from so many sages, the time is very powerful. With the passage of time, so many great kind of kings have got vanished. One wave of time, 100 years, and there is a complete different generation, different empires come up. So this is the time. Power, time is so powerful. We cannot overcome the time. The old age, he had heard the miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. Old age, what is the situation? And what happens to old people? Nobody likes to meet old people. We want youth forum, youth services, but old people, who cares for them? And they also need help. They also want somebody to talk to them, socialize, they have their needs. And sometimes old people are like small children. Their needs are like that, their diet is different. They have to be taken care like that. Somebody has to assist them. So that kind of living is very kind of scary also. Many people don't like to hear. But Srila Prabhupada told his disciples, do not think it will not happen to you. It will happen to everyone. Everyone will go through that phase. And now is the time to become stronger. Spiritually strong. So that you can handle that, you can tolerate that. It's not at a very fag end of life we start spiritual life. At the very beginning, one should start Krishna consciousness. Because we don't know how much time we have. Time is very powerful. The moment one starts realizing the urgency of Krishna consciousness, one should immediately take it up. One should never think that I will do it when I become old. So Vidura was starting telling slowly, and then he Dhritarashtra could understand that the message is for me. He is telling me personally. And yes, this time of that talk, Dhritarashtra really heard Vidura. Earlier also he had given a lot of good advice. Vidur Niti is very famous. A lot of discussions are going on. But this time he really went deep. Dhritarashtra understood that, yes, this message is for me personally. And he was moved. He understood. He was reflecting on his life. What kind of things he has done. He tried to kill these Pandavas when they were needing the most. They were small children. Trying to put the fire. This kind of things he was trying to do. Poisoning them. Trying to usurp their rights. He was getting repentant. Tremendously repentant. We cannot imagine. In fact, he was burning in the fire of repentance. He revealed to his brother, younger brother Vidura, he called him in his own kind of room. And he told that, yeah, I have done really a terrible mistakes in my life. It just cannot be reformed now. It's too much. My life is waste. So much opportunities I had to do good things. But I have wasted my life. Is there kind of hope for me? Dhritarashtra was really, he was in a surrendered soul to Vidura. He had kind of transformed. By that time he had melted. And Vidura also, by that time he had become more soft. He was not using the strong philosophy. He understood now, my mission is successful. I was on an impossible mission. And that mission is now successful because the purpose for which he had come back, he had taken so much courage to come back, that years of austerity and asceticism, cultivation of knowledge, is now successful. And he had done in a very meticulous way, very, very sensitively he had done, with tremendous compassion in his heart. He was praying for the soul of Dhritarashtra throughout so many years. His meditation was to change his heart. And that was successful. So Srila Prabhupada also says that if by reading Bhagavad Gita one person, one soul becomes a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, I will consider that is my success. One person, one soul takes up the process of Krishna consciousness more seriously. He becomes a pure devotee. That is a success. That is Srila Prabhupada's words. Any introduction Bhagavad Gita is telling. So what kind of faith, what kind of power in the process? How much compassion, how much forgiveness one should have? Forgiving all the offenses what Dhritarashtra had done. He was seeing what now Dhritarashtra is doing. And Vidura was so expert. He knew that Dhritarashtra is a very determined person. Once he takes up something seriously, he just sticks to that. So he channelized his energy of determination in a very positive way. He was determined for his Rashtra, his nation, his family. Now he has become determined for his real nation, real Rashtra, real self. He wants to become self-realized soul. And he is now determined. Vidura was so expert in channelizing that energy, even at that late age. Dhritarashtra was determined to obliterate his sins. He knew that I don't have any hope. If I continue like this, then maybe in future life I will be like tremendously roasted in the hells. Various hells are awaiting for me. But when Yamaraj is your brother, you don't have to worry so much. Vidura was in his original material position. He was Yamaraj. So he had surrendered to Yamaraj. And so somebody surrenders to Yamaraj. Yamaraj has to make some provision. Okay, I have a solution for your surrender. So he was guiding him. Okay, now you have come to this stage. Now let us go. In fact, Dhritarashtra was ready to go anytime. He wanted to quit his body immediately. Quitting home was a secondary. He wanted to quit his body altogether. How should I live in this body? Such a sinful body I'm living. I'm carrying all these kind of memories continuously. I should just give up my body. That was the stage of Dhritarashtra had reached. And not only giving up the gross body, but even the giving the mentality, the subtle body he wanted to give up. The subtle conditionings of committing sins, violence, and a lot of envy, jealousy, all those negativity also he wanted to give up. And he was determined. Even at that stage he was extremely determined. And Vidura, he understood now it's a different mission he has. One mission is successful, now the second mission of the final departure of Dhritarashtra. He didn't give up. It's not that he just kind of operation is successful and patient is dead. Kind of preaching happens. That we do some kind of preaching, the person is very kind of disturbed in the heart, and then we just leave. It was not like that. Vidura, he understood now, Dhritarashtra needs help. He cannot do alone. He has to be assisted at this stage. And Dhritarashtra also told that, I want to give up. I want to leave this home immediately, this palace. This palace is prison for me now. It's not a palace for me now. My mind is changed. Internally, as soon as we change, the same palace looks like a prison. The transformation was within. As soon as we have change of consciousness, we start seeing things differently. So therefore, what is the color of our consciousness? That is more important than the color of the dress. As soon as there is a transformation within the heart, it one takes up to Krishna consciousness. It's a different level. One starts seeing. One starts seeing things differently. One starts seeing from the vision of Krishna, from Shastra, Krishna vision, Krishna consciousness. That kind of stage one can reach. And Vidura was trying to help him to bring to the higher levels Dhritarashtra. He was trying to elevate his consciousness. And Vidura, he took him. He first of all revealed his decision. He told that I want to give up. This decision is very serious. To give up and no come back to this palace, the comforts of this palace, when he's old, when he needs so much medical help or whatever, he was assisted by so many servants, he wants to give up entire thing at this stage. Such a big decision. But he was determined. And he told Vidura that we should go, but we should go secretly. It cannot be like a big pomp, kind of big show that I am leaving, I am renouncing, going to forest, going to my... No. Sometimes putting on the Facebook. No. It was not like that. It has to be done very secretly. Nobody should know. Not even Sanjaya. Can you imagine what kind of secrecy he maintained? Sanjaya was his personal assistant for decades. And even he was not ready to tell him, not even giving hint that he is leaving. So we must understand that Dhritarashtra was extremely determined. He didn't want to cause kind of emotional kind of trauma to everyone that, okay, we are leaving and you keep crying afterwards. He knew that he is going to give a big kind of shock to everyone. But he was doing for the higher cause. Prabhupada would also explain that for somebody does something for the higher cause, it's a different thing. So, Vidura, he helped Dhritarashtra to escape, to get really liberated from this conditioning. His conditioning, bodily conception of life, his mental condition of life, he was suffering in that prison. He wanted to liberate him. And by this time he had become more submissive. So he knew that now his attachments towards his family, this palace, kingdom is now, that entire baggage is gone now. He has become more light. Now he can move easily. Krishna also wants us to become very light. Sometimes he takes away a lot of attachments so that we become light. We don't carry so much of anxiety, burden. He takes away a lot of things. So it's good. So that we become light. So that Krishna can lift us very easily. Lift us from this ocean of birth and death. Tesham samudharta mrityu sansara sagara. Mrityu sansara sagara. We are suffering in this ocean of birth and death. And we have so much baggage with us. And we keep carrying and we can't swim like that. We have to give up all that. Then we become light and Krishna can lift us. But we carry a lot of luggage that Krishna cannot lift us from this ocean of birth and death. Dhritarashtra, he revealed his plan. And Gandhari. Gandhari, as soon as she was also sensing that something is happening in the mind of Dhritarashtra. Because she was his wife for so many years. She was extremely sensitive. She knew the entire psychology of Dhritarashtra. She was also kind of suffering a lot because but as a chaste lady, she, every stage of his life, she supported. She never gave up. Oh, my husband is doing that. I want to give divorce. I want to give. I want to live separately. No, it was whatever husband is doing, she was following. And when she heard this news, this decision of Dhritarashtra, as he's going to leave, he wants to go to the Himalayas and perfect his life. She followed him. She told. He was not ready that his wife follows, but she was determined. As a chaste wife, she was determined to follow him. And she also followed Dhritarashtra. And it is said that Kunti Devi also followed, but it is not mentioned in Bhagavatam, but somewhere in Mahabharata is mentioned that those details are not there. But Vidura took them to Himalayas. This is the southern part of Himalayas. And when the next day Yudhishthira Maharaj sees that Vidura is not coming, Dhritarashtra is not coming, he was anxious. And in this verse we can see that Maharaj Yudhishthira is extremely anxious. And he's asking Narad Muni. Narad Muni also came because he knew that Yudhishthira is in anxiety. This is anxiety, we cannot, nobody can relieve his anxiety. The king is in anxiety. Maharaj Yudhishthira is the king. So Narad Muni came on that place and he told, because he is a supreme knower, Trikalajna. He knew what is happening. He was extremely aware of all the happenings in the palace. And on that, at that very moment, Narad Muni comes. And he knew entire thing, what is happening and what is going to happen in the future. And he knew that Yudhishthira Maharaj was also in anxiety. And how to relieve his anxiety, he also knew. It's a different level to reach to that different level. Narad Muni told that, do not worry. Kind of hinted that you cannot control anybody. Therefore, they have five passage of time, they have taken their decision, they have gone. And they are doing good. They are not doing something wrong. They are on the higher purpose. The purpose is different now. And on the fifth day on, from this day, Dhritarashtra will quit his body. By the mystic perfection he will achieve. And he is performing austerities. Do not worry. He is just drinking water. He is purifying his heart, his vein. Srila Prabhupada also explained that Dhritarashtra, by the mercy of Vidura, he could reach to that level. Otherwise there was no hope. From the karmic angle, there are various versions of who was Dhritarashtra in the previous life. And he should have suffered. But by the mercy of the Vidura, he could enter the spiritual sky. That is one part Srila Prabhupada explained. He could enter the spiritual sky. What kind of liberation he got, that is not given. But the compassion and forgiveness of Vidura was very, very important. That how the power of forgiveness or the power of compassion of a devotee can help a person, even the person may be very sinful. So therefore, I would like to stop here. And Srila Prabhupada, he actually has given us that opportunity to perfect lives. And in this year happens to be the 100th year, where 100 year before he met his spiritual master, eternal spiritual master. And in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada also explains that he was also kind of trying to do good, something for the nation. But his spiritual master, he told, no, this is the urgency, Krishna consciousness is the urgency. And he changed his thought process. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of Vidura, he traveled over the globe, even at that late age, to help people, to awaken their Krishna consciousness. So we are just very, very insignificant. We cannot do so many things. But at least in our own lives, we can try our best to understand what is our real self. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.